Welcome to Pep Talk with Bridget Kay.
This hour is presented by Mainstay Financial and Annalee Leonard, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Hi, this is Financial Advisor of the Year, Jim Brogan of Knoxville, Tennessee. You're listening to Winning with my good friend and colleague, Annalee Leonard.
You're listening to Winning with Annalee. Annalee is a retirement and estate planner, a member of the Ed Slott Master Elite IRA Advisor Group, as well as a sought-after speaker on such topics as income planning, 401k rollovers, and advanced IRA reduction strategies. When not working in her private practice, Annalee joins with other certified senior advisors to promote top-quality services to mature adults in the Pensacola area. Her goal is to help you prepare for and live comfortably in retirement. You can reach her office at 437-3127 or online at mainstaypensacola.com. Or call her now at 437-1620 on Winning with Annalee.
That's the truth.
Good morning.
I love it. Good morning. Good morning, Miss Bridget. It's so good to have you back with us today.
I am so glad to be back. I was missing you guys.
It's when you got a part of the team missing, you feel it. So welcome to Winning with Mainstay and Annalee and Bob. Good morning, Mr. Bob. How are you this morning?
I am well. How are you?
I am doing absolutely marvelously. As you know, I took a day off yesterday, so I feel like extra rested and ready to go and tear up the world. So today's show ought to move pretty fast, so everybody needs to kind of hang on.
Right.
Because you
go.
Know what happens when I'm like that.
Hang on for the ride. She's ready to go.
She is ready to go, honey. Well, you know, we want to talk about today something that has been around ad infinitum. And right now is getting worse because people are sequestered at home, especially a lot of our people that are now retired. They are home. The family's not visiting. They are not seeing anybody. So they are hungry for communication. They are hungry for somebody to listen to them. So guess who crawls out of the woodwork when situations like this occur? And I can just see Joni cringing when I say this, but the scumbags come out like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I don't know what else to call people like that cheat people out of their money. So what's going on now is the scammers are at their peak, and they are at their peak because we right now are emotional. So what happens when you get lonesome? What do you want to do? You want to talk to somebody, right? Mm. And you want to tell them about what you're going through. And, you know, we tend to watch a lot of TV, which has a lot of fantasy in it. You mean all that stuff I watch isn't true? No, it isn't.
Hate to break it to you.
It's like the internet, right? Is everything on the internet true? Of course it is. Yeah, right. Okay. So one of the things we want to look at, and there's a wonderful article. Those of you who get AARP magazine, there's a great article in it about it's by a gentleman by the name of Doug Shandell, S-H-A-D-E-L, on how to outsmart fraud. And he entitles this, "Please Don't Get Emotional." I don't know about you, Bob, but I was amazed about the case he talked about of an 80-year-old woman who got called and told that she had won. Now, this is your first clue, people. She had won $2.8 million in a Spanish lottery.
How did she become a part of that?
Well, but I have no idea.
I know. But that was the first thing I thought when I read it.
Yeah. And then they go and, you know, this guy from Jamaica calls her. Now are we starting to get a little strange here? Mm-hmm. She wins $2.8 million in a Spanish lottery. A very nice, very personable young man from Jamaica calls her. And of course, Bob, what did he want her to do?
Wanted to get a commitment out of her that she, you know, that she was he wanted to convince her that she was in fact a winner, and playing on her her emotions. Number one, she's lonely, she liked him, and then he asked her to front money or fill something out, is that correct?
She had to send some money to as like good faith. Okay.
Yes.
So it's like, you send me $500, I will send you $5,000. Sounds like quite an investment.
Right. There were some fees associated with processing her winnings. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So she starts sending money, and guess how much she wound up sending?
Oh gosh, I don't even want to know.
Just think big. Think big, Bridget.
Think big.
Lay it on me.
$1 million.
Oh my gosh.
So she sends $1 million to get $2.8 million. Okay. Which of course, guess what she never ever got?
The 2.8.
Yeah. This is making my stomach hurt just hearing this.
No, it does. It makes me furious. You have no idea of how angry this type of stuff makes me. So then they start interviewing people to sit on a jury. And I don't know about you, Bob, but when I read that part, it just blew my mind.
That was heartbreaking. Yes.
Yeah. Tell everybody what these people said.
Well, it kind of turned on the 80-year-old lady, and it took the tone of, you know, you invited this and that it's your fault. Mm-hmm. You can't be this gullible. And I guess the jury was quick to do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the jury was basically, people when being interviewed were saying, well, she should have known better.
Blaming the victim.
She should have known better. Blame the victim. Now, if you're listening to us today and you have a comment or you've dealt with something like this, call us, 437-1620, or text Bridget. We would love, love, love to hear from you, because I know they're out there. They call my house all the time. And they don't call me back. Once they call me one time, I can tell you. Okay, so anyway, the gentleman who wrote this article had to go in and convince people that indeed there is such a thing, that psychologically people tend to make these decisions on their emotion, not on their intellect. And it's very, very easy to get into a person's mind. And what they did research on this. And he said they double checked with a lot of victims that were out there. And here are the kind of people that fall for this: college professors, senior partners in law firms, PhDs in psychology, and even retired judges have fallen for this kind of stuff. This is how good these people are.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So you go ahead.
And, you know, they prey on our heightened emotions. And right now, I think everybody is, you have some form of stress in your life. You know, you're consuming so much information, and you're on your phone, and a lot of people are feeling isolated or, you know, vulnerable or anything. Mm-hmm. And it's tough.
Who would not want to receive some good news right now?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Some positive news. Yeah. And you just won something.
That.
Right.
Yeah, 2.8 million.
Yeah.
That's best
and
news.
Think about it. You're sitting home and, you know, maybe you're retired, you're okay. You're not being financially hit by this, but you just got word that your son or your daughter has been laid off and lost their job, and now the grandchildren are going to be thrown out of their home and yada, yada, yada. And somebody calls up and says, oh, where you won this money, or it's a sweepstakes, or, oh man, you invest this, these are the returns that you're going to get. What do you think people do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They respond.
Right.
There's a letter going out right now in this community, and I want this guy to call me and tell me how he's doing this. He and Bob, you listen to this. Guaranteed you got that first word, guaranteed interest-bearing account that's going to pay you monthly, or you can defer it and get quarterly compounding, 2-year investment, 7% guaranteed each year.
Right.
You go to a 5-year, 8.5 guaranteed for each year for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Annalee, I don't want to interrupt you, but we do have a listener that's calling in and wants to join in on the conversation.
Great.
All right. We have David from Pace. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, Annalee.
Good morning.
Yeah. Okay. So I was listening to your program this morning. And so I had an elderly family couple. They are quite religious, and they put a lot of religious faith in their decision. They received notification from a false publisher's clearinghouse kind of thing. This is about 8 years ago or 10 years ago now.
Mm.
And you know, they were guaranteed to win I don't know, $1 million, $2 million, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And through their belief and their faith, they sent $6,000 cash to a mailbox, an address in California.
Mm.
And, well, guess what? Come to find out, after we turned it over to the authorities and they did their research on this, come to find out there was a mailbox sitting out in front of a vacant lot.
Oh my gosh.
And so they had, so essentially they had a mule, I guess, that was watching the mailbox daily. And when a package would arrive, they would go collect it. And that was the end of that.
Wow.
$6,000 in $100 bills in a package going to a mailbox in front of an empty lot.
And I cannot imagine how much that hurt that couple. That's just, thank you for sharing that, David.
Yeah, I mean, it took away a substantial bit of their saved cash, you know? I mean,
$1,000
is a pretty good chunk, you know?
That's a very big chunk.
Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you.
I'm glad you did, Dave, because, you know, that shows us that it's not just something we read about in the magazines. This people is real.
Mm-hmm.
This is real. So phantom riches, one of them. Now let's hit on the other one. And this is the one, excuse me, where a lot of people really get hurt. The dream love of your life. Mm.
Wow.
Mm. So what did they do? They put up this picture of somebody that is just absolutely gorgeous, you understand. And they give this fake bio of how they are a retired whatever who's made a gazillion dollars. And you know what they do? They start sending the person who responds, they start sending gifts, they send letters, they send these unbelievably romantic emails. And after they start, literally it's like fishing, okay, after they start reeling them in, what do you think they do, Bob?
They start asking for money. They start asking for commitments. They start asking for information, social security numbers.
They're so in love. So.
Yeah. You see, and it's like, oh man, you know, I hate to ask you this, but you know, my son, my grandchild is running to this, and my cash is tied up right now. Could you front me a few thousand dollars and I'll pay it back within a couple of weeks?
Mm.
Well, guess what never gets paid back? You know, so we got to be careful. No, I'm not saying, and I know people like this who have formed very meaningful relationships over the internet and have actually gotten married. But when people start asking you for money and for private information, before you get that little document that says, you know, I do and you're committed to me, yada, yada, don't give them that kind of stuff, okay?
Right.
Check people out before you marry them. That's another way to get stuff. Now, we're talking about emotion taking place, right? So what's the other one that hits? Fear.
Yes.
How do they, what do they do with that one, Bob?
Well, they threaten an IRS audit. They threaten some sort of typically government intervention that if you don't do this, or possibly you're going to lose your own possessions. And, you know, so fear is preying on, you know, the elderly's security. And I think that that is probably, you know, one of the most common areas that these, what do we call them? Scammers?
Yeah. Or an Annalise word, scumbags.
Scumbags, yeah.
And I have a fear story that happened to close people of mine. It's not just the IRS, but my boyfriend, I think we first started dating, and I was getting so many calls from his mom, and she was asking me, is everything okay? Is everything okay? And I was like, yeah, everything's fine. Like, we just went to lunch, whatever. She goes, okay, because her mom, so his grandmother, we were getting phone calls that he had been arrested and that he needed all of this bail money to bail him out of jail and all this stuff. I was like, well, I certainly hope he's not in jail, but I think you're being scammed, and then they'll do that to you.
You know, and I've heard of this where they will know just by, I don't know, some sort of phishing or some pattern that a grandchild is out of the country, and they'll get a call at a time when you know you can't. How about this? You call people at, you call the elderly at 6 o'clock in the morning. They all wake up at, you know, 5 a.m. Right. And, you know, you give them this story, and I've heard that as well. And but you cannot get off the phone to confirm anything. You need to do it. You need to give them, you know, whatever the routing numbers, everything right then and there, and authorize the transfer.
Yeah. Scary.
But see, your mom did exactly the right thing. She called before they did anything. And that's what people have to do. You cannot do that. And the other, of course, is the IRS is sending their police to arrest you. Well, the IRS doesn't do that. And they're calling people who are meticulous about paying their taxes and have never been late on anything. But again, it's that scare tactic. The other one they'll do is call you repetitively 40, 50, 60 times a day. And they'll say, we know where you live. Ooh. You know, we know how to get into your house. Or they'll say something that is revealing about where you live. Those are the kind of people you've got to be careful. You've got to be very careful of. Those types of tactics are obvious to me, even though we tend to fall for them. But the other one, of course, is scarcity. Oh, you got to get this today. Because why? We only have two left. We only have two left, and it's at that greatly discounted price. Well, maybe I better make that decision right now, because if it's scarce, it's got to be valuable, right? So you got to watch that. And, of course, credibility, they act like they're the FBI, the police, the IRS. Oh, my God. And then commitment. Oh, gosh, that's one you got to be careful of. I get mad at the charities with this one too, because they'll call up and say, you know, we're going to do this for you. Will you do this for us? And then if you don't do it, they call you and they get very nasty. Because what did you do? You went back and you were.
Right. You pledged. You pledged the money. That's right.
Yeah.
For a certain period of time.
And another thing to look out for too, and this is something that's more recent. I know this from talking to Tammy Ward at the Better Business Bureau, but we always, now if you have an iPhone, sometimes it'll come through as potential spam. And if it's an out-of-state area code, you know, I think most of us you'll let it go to our voicemails. But now the scammers are able to mask, or I I don't know how they do this. If yes. they only use their smart, you know, genes for good, it would be so much better. But it'll come from an 850 area code. Mm-hmm. And yes. so that can be really, really something to look out for.
Yes. I keep getting one about the extended warranty on my car. Now, my car is 1 year old. And it's like, what extended warranty are we talking about? Is that perhaps a car I had 20 years ago? I don't know.
Right.
You know, but if you're not listening and not paying attention, you're thinking, oh, my goodness, my car isn't under warranty. No, my car's got a 5-year warranty on it, bumper to bumper. And why would I buy an extended warranty? I'm not quite sure about that. But they'll convince you, if you will talk to them, they'll convince you why you need that. And then, of course, the other one they do, Bob, is reciprocity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to do something for you. So what do they want?
Yeah, they want it reciprocated. They want something done
yeah.
for them.
Yeah.
Which ties in with commitment. And, you know, there's all these areas. And I was really shocked when I read, you know, there's quite a list here of how they do it. And I thought, you know, there's maybe one or two or three ways in their little scammer template. But there are so many. There are so many.
Yeah.
The other one, and I don't see it on here, is just, you know, sort of presenting a charitable entity that is,
mm-hmm.
in actuality, not a 501c3, but it has a very nice, catchy name, and you know you're saving somebody,
mm-hmm.
and they're not at all. They're just collecting money and pocketing it.
That's awful.
Yeah.
And they'll send you stuff that looks exactly like the charity.
Right.
And then you have to look very, very closely because you'll find one little thing in there that lets you know it isn't true. So I've gone to where I have very particular things that I will donate money to. I know who they are. I donate only to them. And I don't care who calls me and what the story is. Then I get my money. I'm sorry.
Right.
You know, it's just, and I think if all of us did that and we said, okay, I'm gonna do my church and I'm gonna do the Humane Society, and of course y'all know I do the Humane Society.
Love it.
And you know, like Impact 100 and 400 Paws, those are the people I give money to because they're right here and they are accountable and I have a say in how that money is spent.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me is important. So, you know, somebody call you by phone or just send you a letter. How do you know that these people are even legitimate? So all I can say to you is stop it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't do that kind of stuff. And if you're not sure, call us and let's talk it through or call your advisor mm-hmm. or call your daughter, call your son. Call your mom, talk it out and say, does this sound reasonable? Get the logic back in and get the emotion back out of it. You know, I don't know if any of you in high school studied Greek and Roman mythology. That was one of my big things. I loved it. And remember Odysseus, who was also known as Ulysses, he wanted to hear their siren song. And what the sirens would do would be they tempt a ship to the shore so that the ship would crash and all of the people would drown. And then they could get to all of the stuff that was on the ship. So Ulysses got his people to tie him to the main sales staff and made them all put wax in their ears so they couldn't hear it, so that he could hear the siren song without succumbing to the temptation. Well, those of you who know the whole story know it took Ulysses a long time to get home because of that ploy. So
right.
Don't listen to them.
And don't be impulsive, you know, sit back, sleep on it a
yeah.
couple nights and, you know, do your research and make that decision at a later date because we're
yeah.
talking about money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And let me tell you, once they get you, it's like the word spreads to all the other scumbags because I think they have a little communication amongst themselves. And then they all start coming after you.
You don't want that.
No, No, you really don't. You really don't. So just block callers you don't know. Have your phone at home. Have a voice recognition as to where a call is coming from. Do things to protect yourself. As soon as I hear the one at home say, unidentified caller, I don't answer.
Yep.
You
stay
want
away.
Me, leave me a message. I'll call you back.
Absolutely.
If I don't like it, I won't. Now, well, is it time for Mark to tell us what's
you
going
are
on?
Have perfect timing. Yes. What's going on, Mark?
Good morning.
I love it.
More information coming later today on reopening Santa Rosa County schools. We'll have the latest coming up right after Fox News.
I'm Lillian Wu. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden unveiling a plan today aimed at helping Americans return to the workplace.
It's a $775 billion taxpayer dollar plan that would send checks to people that have been professional caregivers or informal family caregivers of both elderly people and of children whose resources have recently been stretched thin by COVID-19 lockdowns.
Fox's Peter Ducey.
This would be paid for by rolling back some tax breaks on real estate investors and also increasing taxes on anybody making more than $400,000 a year.
Some House lawmakers grilling drug makers on the race for a coronavirus vaccine. Five top pharmaceutical officials answering questions such as about timeline on the issue of school safety. One responding, he's not sure about sending his own kids back to school in the fall. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 10:31 at News Radio 92.3, AM 1620. It's 88, partly cloudy. I'm Mark Jacobs. Santa Rosa County School Superintendent Tim Rozdick's called a news conference this afternoon. He'll be talking about plans for reopening Santa Rosa County schools. That news conference set for 1 o'clock this afternoon. We plan to have live coverage. Will Escambia County students be required to wear a mask when school reopens? Originally, Superintendent Malcolm Thomas said masks would not be required, but now it appears that the Escambia County School Board will vote on the issue tonight. At a six-hour school board workshop yesterday, the president of the Escambia County Teachers Union asked the board to strongly consider implementing a mask mandate. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
High temperatures will top out in the low 90s. Add that high humidity, it'll feel like the low 100s. An isolated shower is possible, mainly afternoon. Mostly clear skies this evening, with lows bottoming out in the middle 70s. I'm meteorologist Caitlin Wright from the Channel 3 First Warning Weather Center.
88 in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze, 90 in Milton at 10:33. Our next news at 11 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kashenko with Your Money Now. Stocks are mixed. The Dow Industrials up a sharp 325 at 27,006. The S&P 500 up 20, but the NASDAQ is down 25. IBM shares up 1.5% after the tech giant reported another decline in revenue but posted quarterly profit and sales that were better than expected. Royal Caribbean International has delayed the construction of the world's largest cruise ship. The company says the construction of Wonder of the Seas has been delayed due to the impact of shipyard operations. The ocean liner was being built in France and was set to sail from Shanghai in 2021. Cruise Line did not release a date when the 5,448-passenger ship might ultimately hit the high seas. Tuna fish has surged in popularity during the pandemic. Bumblebee says canned and pouched tuna soared as much as 100% in March and April. Costco put limits earlier this year on how many tuna containers a customer could purchase. That sales frenzy has continued. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Congressman Matt Gaetz, and I approve this message. I'm asking for your vote in the upcoming Republican primary so I can keep working alongside pro-Trump Republicans like Representative Alex Andrade and against never-Trump frauds like Chris Dosev and Nancy Pelosi. Alex Andrade and I will fight for President Trump's agenda. Chris Dosev and Nancy Pelosi cannot be trusted. Paid for by friends of Matt Gaetz.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620, we're pleased to bring you WSRE's Rally 2020. On July 30th and 31st, WSRE takes an unbiased look at the people running in the primary election races for U.S. Congress, State House of Representatives, School Board, County Commission, and Superintendent of Schools. Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa candidates respond to questions provided by the League of Women Voters. Join WSRE's Rally 2020 each night starting at 8 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Now, back to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Bridget Kay on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there, and they stay there.
And they stay there.
Welcome back.
Oh my goodness, Lance was just dancing on the desk.
I miss Lance. Oh. We need a Lance appearance here soon.
I will bring him next week.
Oh,
I
yay. I'm looking forward to it.
You will be amazed at how much he has grown. He's a big boy. He's big. A big boy now. He is. Welcome back to Winning with Mainstay and Annalee and Bob and Bridget. We're all here today to give you some good information. Remember, if you have a question, you want to make a comment, call us at 437-1620 or give us a text. And speaking of, Bridget, I think we had a couple of people come in right at the end of that last segment.
Yeah, we have two text message questions to get to. Our first listener says, seems like anyone with 1 million resources, 80 or any age, would have someone helping them manage their money to prevent such or less amounts. Scammers should be drawn and quartered.
I agree with the last statement. And I'm going to tell you, this is the reason why Bob and I encourage people so much. Before you make major decisions, consult with us. Mm-hmm. I even have my clients, because sometimes, and here's the sad thing, sometimes the people who are taking your money are your own relatives. And I actually have all of my clients, when they have someone come to them and request money, my client tells that person they have to come to me to get that money. Mm-hmm. Now, you want to talk about nip it in the bud. They don't want to come see me because they know I'm going to grill them like crazy.
Right.
You know, I recently had a client who had literally put her nephew through college, and he graduated and couldn't get the job he wanted. Okay. So he was going back to her to ask her to pay for him to get his master's degree. And she called me and I said, oh, no, 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 no. You gave him an education. Now it's up to him to decide what to do with that education. And if he wants a master's degree, he does what the majority of us my age did. You go back to work and you go to school while you're working. What a concept.
That's right. That's right. That's the way to do it. That is the way to do it.
So unfortunately, you go back to that person. She either had an advisor who was not an advisor, was just a broker who took her money and kept it invested and really didn't communicate with her or talk to her, or it was someone maybe she did not trust and didn't feel that she could go to with that kind of a question. That's why I tell people, make sure you're comfortable with whoever your advisor is. Be able to talk to them, be able to ask them questions, and have someone who's patient enough to explain things to you. I mean, Bob, how often do we just sit down with somebody and just talk
right
about family dynamics?
Right. And one of the things you just mentioned, having your employer pay for it. I am amazed that there aren't more people that take advantage of that. And of course, it's usually a benefit associated with very large companies. But what a great way to go.
Yeah,
have
it is.
Have your employer pay for it.
Have your employer pay it. Pay yourself. Go to work. I paid my way through college.
Right.
I worked two jobs. I was teaching full-time, I worked a part-time job, and I went to school, but I paid for my college. I mean, you know, so anyway, that client, needless to say, did not give him any more money. So that's how you do it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. In,
that's the way Annalie rolls.
That's the way she, that's how you win with Annalie. 850
advantage of my people. No, no, no.
850-437-1620 if you want to join in on the conversation. We have another text message question talking about Social Security fraud and stealing your Social Security number.
Yeah, and that's a biggie. And all I can tell you there is just be careful. Don't give that number out to just anyone. We actually had one of our clients changed address recently, and the company called her to verify that she was really changing address, and they scared her because they asked her for her Social Security number. Now, this is how well I've got her trained. She called me. She said, I'm not giving that to him. How do I know it's him? I said, this is what I'll do. I will call them for you. And I called, and sure enough, it was the company, and they had documented that someone had called, and the client was reluctant to give him that. And I said to that company, I said, I am amazed that you would even call and ask a client for that.
Right. Mm. Have you, I don't know if you have noticed recently when opening accounts or even updating information, you may have more questions to answer, you know, security mm-hmm. questions, but they'll only ask for the last four of your Social Security.
Yep.
And I've even seen where they've have asked for the last five. I had never seen that until very recently.
No, but I've never seen that.
But giving up your entire Social Security number, a lot of people have a lot of heartache over that. And Annalie, you'll remember this. Remember the client that didn't want to give us the driver's license number. And
you
know, you're going to hand it to a bouncer at a bar, but, you know, I can't, you know, I can't have it, you know.
Extra measures.
Really. Yeah. So, yeah, you got to think about those things. And I think that's one of the greatest things Medicare did when they took Social Security numbers off the Medicare card and assigned everybody a Medicare number. Because that was terrible. Every time you went to the doctor or anywhere, when you gave them your Medicare card, you were giving them your Social Security number. You know, so that was a great thing, I think, when they changed that.
And, of course, Bridget doesn't remember this, but remember when we used to get the Social Security benefit, the thing from SSA.gov in your mailbox? And it had the green trim around it, and it, but that had everything in there, and they stopped sending it to you unless you go in and request that they send it to you. But, you know, it had your entire earnings history and, you know, just way too much information to drop in the mailbox.
Yeah, it amazes me the things you can do from through the mail, and people are now saying, I don't want to vote by mail. Well, excuse me, your whole life is out there in the mail, you know, or the internet. I mean, when we got the census, I sat down the day it came in the mail. I sat there, and within less than a minute, I had done the census, and I was finished. You know, so it's like, okay, people, the whole world is out there. Just be careful with what you're doing. Don't go throw stuff all over the place. So, yeah, be careful with that Social Security number, because people can get away with a lot with that. They can get into your banking accounts. They can open credit in your name. There have been horror stories of people buying houses using people's identity. Oh, yeah. I kid you not. And all of a sudden, people who have, you know, a high 500, 600 credit score, all of a sudden their credit score goes down to 200. And they're like, what in the heck's going on? And all of a sudden they're seeing they've got way too much charge for the amount of income that they've got. It's because somebody is out there making major, major purchases using your stuff. So yeah, guard the Social Security number. Don't carry the card around with you, because if you lose your wallet, somebody steals your purse, they got it. They got everything they need. They got all your credit cards. They got, carry as little with you as you possibly can. You know, or have a big, big Rottweiler walking on the side of you or something. I mean, so yeah, protect those things, please. So thank you for those questions. Hope that answered those. If you have another question, you want to call us, you want to text us, 1620. We would love to hear from you. And again, I've got to say this, Bob, to people, if they don't have someone that they can trust and talk to about their money, and someone who's going to go that extra step to help protect them and guard them, please call us. Call us at the office, 437-3127. We'll set up a time. We'll sit down and talk. Because if there's one thing that Bob and I are known for, we sit down and listen. We listen to what you want. I mean, that to me is so, so important. And we'll go tooth and nail for you to protect you. I mean, that's just part of how we're set up and how we're built. I mean,
right.
Don't hurt my people. Bob knows. Right.
Anna Lee will come for you.
That's right.
And you don't want that.
No, and Bob knows I'm little, but I'm tough.
You know? She's tough, that is for sure. I wanted to make a couple of comments about the scammers when we started. First of all, I didn't know all of these elements of it. It's very interesting, this article. A lot of times when you have a victim that perhaps a lapse in judgment or making a poor decision invited the, what took place, you have what mm-hmm. is known as, you know, humiliation and embarrassment, and they don't want
yes.
to, air that. And, you know, I can't imagine this lady we're talking about and going to an attorney and, what do you have for me? They called me and it's an unidentifiable phone number and there's not much else. I sent some money to this address and of course nobody's there. It's mm-hmm. going to be difficult. And then, you know, you have an international call or you have something
yes.
arriving from overseas and you're dealing with, you know, just all sorts of issues when it's not even taking place in this country or in several countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sharing a story with Bridget at the break. My dad, this is going back 10 years now, probably 10, 12 years ago. He's no longer with us, but, you know, there towards the end, you know, he was kind of looking for ways to fill his day. And he was looking at the mail. And here's a guy that never looked at the mail because, you know, mom did that.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets something on this little boy, and there's a picture, and he has a name,
mm-hmm.
and you can help him, and there's a picture of him, and he lives, you know, I don't know, South America or Africa. And, you know, he started sending a couple $100 a month to help, you know, this little boy. And it,
yeah.
they personalized it so much, he really thought he was, you know, kind of doing God's work.
Mm-hmm.
And now, to be honest with you, I really don't know if it was for real or if it was a scammer. But we did shut it down, but he was doing it. And I'm just thinking, you know, you find a few people to do that, a couple $100, and these scammers,
oh.
they're playing the long game.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
you know, that's like a monthly paycheck. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have 10 people, 20 people doing that, you know. But the other thing, how do we usually hear about this, Anna Lee? It's not so much the victims, but it's the children that say,
yes.
you know, I just think mom and dad are kind of starting to lose it, or, you know, they don't
mm-hmm.
have to say that, but, or, you know, maybe, you know, they're very trusting and, or maybe it's a relative like we've talked about, you know, maybe
yes.
it's, you know, one of the other siblings or somebody that lives down
mm-hmm.
the street that they've grown close to, or their gardener or landscaper,
mm-hmm.
or house,
mm-hmm.
Housekeeper, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Caretakers.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
That's another one.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. See, and like your dad was a physician. He was a brilliant man.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes back to, it's not the illiterate person.
Right.
It's not the person that doesn't have an education. It's not the person that doesn't have an IQ. This is across the board, the people that they go after. And again, that's why I always say, find something that's local, that's right under your nose. You know, if you want to help, go to the local school system and help pay lunch tabs for some of these kids that, that don't have the money to buy their lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's right here. Give to something like Impact 100 that you know exactly where that money goes, and it's right under your nose. I've always had this thing about charitable giving, and you know, people can call in and tell me I'm crazy, but I've always thought there's enough right here for us to take care of. And if we did that, then that strength would grow and spread outward.
Mm-hmm.
I know Mr. Studer has the same opinion. He and I have had talks about that. Take care of this, and then it spreads and makes everything stronger. But if we neglect what's right under our noses to go off somewhere else, 9 chances out of 10, we're probably not helping too many people.
Right.
So if you and most of us do, most of us have a charitable heart. Most of us want to help. Most of us want to make someone else's life better. But just check what you're doing. Make sure it's legitimate. And Bob, you made one of the best comments right before we went to break. Sleep on what you're doing. Take time to think about it. Take time to research it. Don't just automatically get your credit card out.
Right. There's, you know, if it's a financial decision, all the more reason. I mean, there's so many decisions that we need to spend more time analyzing, researching, or just kind of letting sink in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Annalee, to your point about the giving charitable donations, and we have so many great local organizations here that, you know,
yes,
are really hurting right now because, you know, funds are being cut and it's a tough time mm-hmm. for them. But the need is still there. And it's probably even greater now because of the circumstances that are going on. So there's so many great local opportunities. But just another thing about, you know, online giving, you sometimes see, and I see this all the time, people posting, you know, GoFundMes where you just put in your credit card and submit, and people think, okay, that's fine. But, you know, that's usually going to a person, and who knows what they're doing with that. So I would avoid mm-hmm. the whole GoFundMe. I think they've had, you know, a bunch of different problems in recent years.
I've seen that, and I've been, it's appalling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So just something to consider.
I agree so much with that, Bridget. I mean, you know, you look at the things now, like right now, Council on Aging, our local Council on Aging, is having a drive to get air conditioners for our elderly people. These are just window units for our elderly people who do not have any type of air conditioning in their home. Now, I want you to imagine in the days we have had over the past few weeks where the humidity is so thick you can cut it with a knife, and then there's the heat and you have no air conditioning in your home.
Yeah.
You want to do something for people right now? Go over to the Council on Aging, drop off a unit, write them a check to buy a unit. They handpick the people that get these units. It's not just, oh, you need an air. No, they vet these people to make sure that they really do need. And we've got a lot of elderly people in this community who did tremendous service for this area while they were younger, who worked here all of their lives, who didn't have high-paying jobs, who are now living on only Social Security, many of them less than $1,000 a month.
Right.
And that's what they're living on.
Mm-hmm. Such
you
a
know,
shame.
If we want to help people, let's help people that are right here that we can be of service to. And you can see the results of what you've done. And that helps you to avoid this falling for the scammers. Now, it's not going to help you avoid falling for the, you know, gorgeous woman or the hunk from, you know, Zorro, who's on the internet.
They're using your picture for that. I've heard that your profile.
Are you talking to me?
They're circling around.
Oh, my God. Oh, heaven to Murgatroyd. No,
Music
no, no.
Friend.
That is
word
true.
On the street.
Word on the street. Uh-huh. Thanks a lot, Bridget. Well, you know, and it amazes me all the requests for friendships that I get on the Facebook from these single guys. And what do you think they all have in their picture? A dog.
Oh. That'll get you.
That'll get Annalee.
Oh, yeah.
That'll get
Annalee. You know, it's like they look at your website, your Facebook, and they say, oh, look, she likes dogs. I'm going to take a picture with a dog and ask this person to friend me. And it's like, I don't think so, Bubba.
Yeah.
You know?
Not today.
And they live with their
not
mother.
Not today. Uh-uh. Yeah. You know, yep. You get them. I swear to you, I get requests for friendship from Sweden, from Germany, from Guatemala. It's like, people, what do I have in common with you?
Yeah, exactly.
Besides the fact you're holding a dog. Nothing.
Well, I watched the show. Well, I don't watch it, but when I was home, my parents are really into it. I'm sure you guys aren't. But it's on TLC, and it's called 90 Day Fiancé. And it's basically this entire thing that we're talking about. It's like people taking advantage of people from other countries. And I mean, I wouldn't jump to go watch it right now, but if it's on, it makes me sick. I mean, how these people are being taken advantage of. It's awful.
Oh, that is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's I don't think it's winning any Emmys, it's pretty good.
And they call these shows, these reality shows. Well, it's not reality. It's totally contrived, but it's real.
Yeah.
And they call, I know, whose reality could that possibly be other than to make a show about it because it's so insane, you know, but it's not realistic.
And you start to feel for these people because they're starting to believe that this is, you know, real love. We got to get married in 90 days to this woman in Russia. And it's just like, what is happening to the world? Oh,
yeah.
They're getting scammed.
They're getting scammed. So people, if nothing else, try to get phone numbers, get a name, call your local police department, call the fraud department, call us. You can go to the AARP website. It's called AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork. So that gives you a lot of other ways you can protect yourself. Mm-hmm. So again, that's AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork. Just protect yourselves. And if you don't have an advisor that you can talk to and who will help protect you, call us, 437-3127. We'll set up an appointment, and I guarantee you, we're not going to let anybody take advantage of you. That's how I got that letter I read in the beginning. One of our clients brought this to us and said, you'll never believe what I just got. So I want to know how this dude is going to give 7% for 2 years, 8.5% guaranteed for 5 years, when all of your top-notch fixed annuity companies right now, the top they're giving is 3. You can't guarantee anything in the market. So where is this coming from? How are they guaranteeing this type of thing? So that's one of your other clues. If it's too good to be true, guess what?
It's not.
It's too good to be true.
Yeah.
So just back away, back away. You know, and you'll notice sometimes all of a sudden you'll see one of the financial institutions offering a really high rate on a CD. Well, it's because they got to get money into the bank. There's too much money loaned out. They got to bring money in. And everybody thinks they're getting a great deal. Well, you might be for the 6 months. After that, pull your money back out. But it's the same thing with this kind of stuff. If it's just way out of whack with everything else that's out there, something is fishy. It's just not right. So be careful of whom you speak to. Don't give out information over the phone. Don't allow yourself to be intimidated. Call us if you need us, 437-3127. I'd love to sit down and work with you if I can. Be careful. Stay healthy, for goodness sake. Stay safe. go out and say, please, thank you. Smile at somebody, tell them they did a good job. And if we all do that, we're going to make it a wonderful world. I guarantee you. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.